the first one in the history of our high school that ever played as a freshman.
Wow, yeah.
And we went this year, and he took second.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is he planning on going to college, you think, or?
You know what I think? He might end up with a scholarship, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be offered scholarship, but he's, I don't know about you. I don't think he will.
He's,
not for us,
special ed.
Okay.
You know?
He's been in special at all. He's not.
I was special class. Well, we called it special class when I was a kid.
Well, they don't call it that no more either, honey. They don't call it that. But he's,
they used to call me dumbbell.
He has to go to special ed for reading and math. But the rest of the school,
he sits here and does arithmetic for the other one.
Really?
It's amazing.
Yeah, he could read the Bible like crazy, and I don't see as much special ed about him.
Because he don't give a care in school, that's why.
He just don't give a darn.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. What about expressions for poor people?
Instruction?
Expressions for poor people, a name, a label.
Oh, a label?
Yeah, for people who are poor.
Oh, boy. I wouldn't call them that.
No, not really.
I don't know. They sometimes.
We don't use that kind of stuff, you know.
I've heard, like, if some people happen to be poor and they're white, I've heard them called white trash.
Right.
Or I've heard of horrible things about horrible names that they call Mexican people that happen to be poor, but. I'd never call them that.
Right.
But they do have nasty names for people who are poor.
Have you ever had African Americans live in this area?
One.
Really?
One man.
How long?
And he came about probably 10 years ago. And he lived in Gardner when he had his lady with him, and then she left him, and he works up at a big ranch up here going toward West Cliff, the foreman. He's a nice man.
How old is he?
I think probably 60, yeah, 65.
He's a retired military man.
He was in that big shooting. Remember when they did all that shooting in some college back in the East?
Oh, Kent State?
He was one of them.
Really?
Yeah, he was at Kent State.
Yeah, he was one of the soldiers.
Wow.
He was a crew. He's a nice man. They call him Jimbo or something like that.
He got a lot of names for him.
I see him when he goes to the post office. Yeah. He's a nice man.
Have you ever heard the term jackleg? Jackleg?
No.
Does that sound familiar to you? Do you have any Mormons in this area that you know of?
We used to have one at one time.
Really?
Well, we got a granddaughter that's a Mormon, isn't it?
Nick's daughter-in-law is supposed to be a Mormon, but I don't think she really is.
I don't think it's effective.
That might be a jackleg Mormon.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear expressions for arthritis? Do you know if
yes,
people with arthritis?
A nasty instruction, nasty word.
Nasty,
really?
That's the poor man there. Right there.
Shut that off.
What about appendicitis? Have you ever heard that called something else? Have you ever heard of, were there any epidemics in this area that you know of? Like in the 30s or 40s?
Not that I know.
There was when he was young in Pueblo, but not, I never lived through one, but I guess it was before you were even born, huh? Because your brother died.
The flu, I had lost a brother.
He lost
really?
A brother to the flu.
Like influenza.
But that was like, I think, probably in the early 20s, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I never lived through one of those, though.
What about, has diphtheria ever been a problem here?
Yeah.
No, not here. No.
Pueblo.
Was it?
Pueblo, with diphtheria.
Pueblo it was, yeah, but not here.
In the same time then?
Like yeah, there's the flu.
Or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the same thing?
Yeah.
At the same time as the flu.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Rocky Mountain Fever?
Mm-mm.